A big cheer went up as the box office at Pensacola Maritime Park opened just before 5 on Saturday afternoon, as tickets went on sale for this year's exhibition game between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and their parent club, the Cincinnati Reds. It's coming up on March 28th. Fans were lined up pretty early to get one of about 2,500 tickets that were made available for the game.
Since 10:30 this morning.
Carol Smith and her husband Todd were the first people in line. She plans on making the game a family event.
We're huge Cincinnati fans. Yeah, our daughter's coming down to visit. She'll be down here on the 28th. She lives in Cincinnati still, so we're going to bring her to the game and we'll have a great time. It's always a good time here.
In their first two seasons in Pensacola, the Blue Wahoos, the AA affiliate of the Reds, have been a huge draw in town and have maintained a large season ticket base of fans. Jonathan Griffith is the executive vice president of the Blue Wahoos.
We had about a 95% return this year. We also had a waiting list of about 200 people. We've gotten that down to we have about 50 people in the waiting list still.
Griffith also said that all season ticket holders were given free tickets for the Reds exhibition game.
We have been counting down to this day forever.
Donna Kirby is the director of promotions and community relations for the Blue Wahoos. She says the team has a lot planned for this game.
We've got a pep rally coming up. We've got on March 27th, the team's going to fly in. We're going to have a pep rally at the airport at about 10 o'clock at night that night for them to come in and greet them and the Blue Wahoos that are flying in on their flight from Arizona. And then hit the ground running on the 28th with some great stuff.
As the crowd waiting for tickets grew during the afternoon, Kirby and other members of the staff gave out free hats and other souvenirs, and the Wahoo Wagon was selling drinks and snacks. Fans also wandered inside the ballpark where a concession stand was open. Chris Voorhees, the executive chef at the park, says there will be new food items coming for this season.
We're going to offer, probably as a special to see how it works, we're going to do some fried mullet as a fish fry basket as well. And then as if that takes off, we'll probably have it year-round. Fish tacos, which we last year featured on Taco Tuesdays, those are going to be year-round this year, so you can get them any night at any stand. We have a few other things that we don't want to let out, but that will be new this year as well. At this point now, we're going into our third year. I mean, a lot of folks come in and, you know, they know our servers in the concession stand by name. They go to the same lines now. They like the people. So it's all just being familiar. And for us, you know, taking care of people and customer service, that's like first and foremost. That's what we do. That's our business.
I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
After getting their tickets, many fans settled into seats in the ballpark to watch the movie 42 in honor of Black History Month and enjoy a fireworks show. A lot of fans in line were wearing Cincinnati Reds hats and jerseys, which made for one tough question.
Are you going to be rooting for the Wahoos or the Reds?
That's going to be a hard one.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.